everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Chloe vs. the World. And I have the most fucking requested guest I've ever had. We went through hell and horror to get her here, all the way from South Africa. It's Anna! Oh my God! Thank you so much for coming!
Oh my God, hello!
Yay! Hello! Thank you for travelling all the way.
All the way from South Africa.
Just for this pod.
Babe.
Yeah.
And I'm in love. It's very Barbie vibe.
It's very you. You fit it's right in.
And it's like a cupcake.
It is like a little cupcake.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So I need to know every single thing.
Where do we start?
Yeah, where do you start? I watched you on season one. And
did you?
Oh my God, you were
hilarious.
Let's not talk about that one. Like, imagine coming on season one. Like, could you even imagine coming back a few years later?
No, I never, I've always loved all the Love Islands.
Yeah.
Obviously, when we did it, it was literally like 9 years ago.
Yeah.
We were the guinea pigs. We had a bit of a wild time.
You did.
I got friggin' engaged.
You got engaged!
Who does that?
That
please?
You. And I love
Who
that.
Who does that? But I was, I was all loved up in there. And, you know, never ever thought I'd get the opportunity to do it again.
Yeah.
And here I am.
So they just came knocking and were like, do you fancy another try?
And I was like, oh, I'm single, go on.
Really?
Go,
oh my God, stop.
Like, why not? I just never thought I'd get
Why not? It's free holiday, January.
But girl, it was an absolute madness, I'm not going to lie.
No, tell me, what's
it was
stop.
Just like, honestly.
Is it different?
So different. Like, obviously, like, it had glowed up massively, everything, like even just the villa, the way it's made, and the rules are stricter.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna ask you.
On mine.
Could you drink on yours?
Yeah, because we could kind of get bottles of wine and hide them.
Yeah.
And we could smoke. And
the smoking thing's gone.
More.
Yeah.
And in this one, it was more strict. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a bit more PG now. What about when you came out on the first series? What was the reaction like to when you've come out this time?
There was a reaction then, but it was not on the scale of this. Like this, I've only been back literally a couple of days and it's mental. But like everyone has been so nice.
Yeah, but that's because you smashed. You are literally, you're going to hear it a thousand times. You're like, iconic. Iconic.
Really, babe?
I just loved how you. No, I was saying, I'm trying to keep my arms down because I'm getting excited.
I always have a sweatpants.
Always. But did you know the response you got, like when you came, when you were announced? Like everyone went absolutely mental.
Oh my God, no. So when they announced it, I was in that lockdown, you know, where take the phone off. Yeah.
How long were you in that for?
I was in that for about 8 days.
No.
The chaperone sitting off in South Africa, like.
What were you doing?
Twiddling me thumbs. I was reading Harry Potter again. I got through three of them.
Good.
I've already read them like 5 times. Read Harry Potter again. Went to the gym, had a Starbucks and...
Oh, lovely. It's quite a nice day then.
But it felt like forever.
Yeah.
So that's when they'd like announced it. So I had no clue.
Oh my God.
And I, you know, when Love Island first asked me to do this, my first reaction, I was like, I mean, I'd love to, but I'm too old, surely.
No, you are the OG.
I'm like the old
You can
woman.
Be any age. I think they still have you on their girl. Like, are you
You'll
joking?
See me like that. Yeah. Again.
See you in 10 years.
Still haven't found a fella.
No, you will. They just weren't on that bit of Love Island, which is fine.
Yeah, I mean, that was the difference as well. Obviously, last time I coupled up on day one.
Yeah, you
I
did.
I never, ever recoupled, like, the whole way through.
Yeah.
I didn't even have any tests. Like, we just stayed together. Where, like, this time, girl, I didn't find a fella.
It's graft, isn't it? I tell you what, though. You know, in your season one, me and Millie were talking about this morning, the bit where he went off to Magaluf, and you're like, go to Magaluf, you scruff. Fuck off. I was like, I still think about that really often. Like, that is so good. I'm sad you didn't have that on this season.
You know what, right? People kept, you know, the way people's exes and that was coming in?
Yeah.
People kept saying to me, hey, what if John Clark comes in? And like, I've got no beef with John, do you know what I mean? It was sound.
Yeah.
It was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But at one point, I was actually sitting there thinking, do you know what? It'd be good for John to come in just so I could have a bit of murder with him.
Yeah.
That's what to do.
Yeah.
Me and him used to have full on, like,
loved
eyes
it.
Seen.
He loved it. Loved it. Oh, bless him. Has he messaged you since you've come out? Oh, wow.
I was genuinely thinking they were going to put him in for the drama.
I thought they might get him in.
I know, but I don't get it.
There was a lot of exes in there, though.
Oh, it was literally like...
You got off, like, quite well then. You didn't have to have that drama.
No, and you know the thing is, Chloe, like, you'll know yourself because you've done it. Like, that environment... It's so hard, isn't it?
Oh, it's graft, mate.
And it is. And I just, like, the way I am as a person, I just had to, like, be myself.
Yeah.
And kind of, I couldn't fake anything.
Mm.
I friend zoned everyone. I just couldn't, like, put it on.
Yeah.
So it weren't, like, the love thing for me. I was just kind of having a ball in the background.
Wouldn't you rather do that, though? Like, everyone is just arguing, fighting. I'd rather just have a nice time, And you did. Someone put a tweet up when you was in there, like, I just love Hannah so much. All the drama's going around, like, on, and she's walking around serving. Because you were just walking around looking all glam, not giving a shit. It was like so funny. There were so many moments. Like, have you seen any of it back?
I've seen little, like little clips, and me mates have told me things. Yeah. But I need to watch it back. But when you see yourself, you just cringe, don't you?
Yeah.
I just think, God.
Yeah.
But I will.
No, you need to watch it back. Honestly, it was so funny. Guys, I have been back in my shopping bag. Okay, there's big brands, little brands, medium brands. And the worst thing is I'm on the go, so I'm literally doing it all online. But that is good news for you if you're an online brand, because this is all made easier by today's sponsor, Shopify. Shopify connects you to customers all around the world, and even people like little me. And it's probably very, what's the word I want to say? Like, it probably will happen. Not sure. Anyways, likely is the word. Okay, if you didn't know, Shopify is an e-commerce platform revolutionizing businesses worldwide, just like Pitbull. If you want simple selling online and in person, that is exactly what Shopify does, okay? It literally does it all for you, wraps it up in a bow and says, thank you so much. No matter what stage you're at, you can grow successfully, which is so girl boss slay. Love it. Shopify even gets you selling across social media. So you've got places like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. As we all know, everyone bloody loves TikTok Shop. I know I do. All you need to do is sign up for a £1 per month trial period, okay, at shopify.co.uk/Chloe, which is all lowercase. Go to shopify.co.uk/Chloe to take your business to the next level today. shopify.co.uk/Chloe. Don't say I don't treat you. How long did you know you was going to be in the starting lineup?
So I knew I was going to be in the starting lineup like pretty much as soon as I got it confirmed.
Oh, slay!
But I only had like a few weeks to get sorted for it. And I haven't done this for like 10 years. So I was like, what the fuck do I pat? Like, how do you get
done it for 10 years? Yeah.
So my guest maker in Liverpool who makes all my like glam outfits, I had it up the wall. I was like, I need this.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Chloe, I didn't get to wear half my outfits.
Oh, no.
I had so many scouts outfits.
I needed the scouts. And where were the rollers?
I did have the rollers
I
in.
I needed them in more.
I've seen it before,
but I just remember every single day rollers.
Blow dry.
Yeah, but yours are proper scouts blow. Like, that takes a long time. And you don't have time to get ready in that villa.
Babe, I found the dressing room. It was very stressful.
What, because you had no time or?
Yeah, and just the girls all like fighting over the air dryer and I was just like sweating and I'd be like, fuck off. Like, I found that part of it stressful.
Yeah.
And like trying to put a full, I'm shit at makeup anyway.
Makeup looks good.
Oh, babe. Thanks, but. Trying to put on a full face of makeup every day.
Yeah, it's a lot. And your hair as well, and you're sweating.
And there's one shower, and there's like six.
I was going to ask how many showers are there. There's one.
There's one, and then there's one in the garden, but South Africa is so windy, so when you turn the tap on, it just goes. The water just goes over there.
Oh no! So you literally had one inside?
One inside.
Oh.
So there's like a queue of like 16 odd people. Either trying to get out for a ciggy or trying to get in the shower.
Yeah.
And then you've got an hour.
You still look slay. You still served everyone.
I love it.
No, have you seen everyone calling you mother?
Yeah, what? Like, I mean, I am a mother. But was I the mother in the house?
No, that's not what it means. That's not what it means. Mother's like an LGBTQ, like drag, like mother, like,
I
yes,
love
like, you are the best. Like, you look,
yes,
and I was like, yes, mother. Yeah, that's what everyone referred to you as. Like, people were fuming, like, mother's left. I know, it's sad, really.
I know. I mean, I was, like, it was bittersweet because yeah. I got to go home to my little boy. I've got, like, my little yeah. boy. But then I was actually gutted to leave because I still was waiting for them to put that fella in.
I was
going to
ask, yeah, were you really just waiting for the right person?
Yeah, I could never work out, like, who might be putting for me, but I wanted someone I could, like, bounce off.
What about Casey that's in there now? He seems quite fun.
So he is quite gorge, but I don't know if I've seen much of him. Like, is he a ball or...
He seems fun on TV.
Yeah.
He seems really fun.
I mean, maybe me and him could have had... I just don't know.
Could have. That would have been fun. Who else can I think of? So not Josh Ritchie.
He's literally like a little brother to me. I love him to that kind. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that was
I know. And then he goes, hey, cock, you're all right, cock.
That's a good acting. That was good. I love that they had like you, Josh and Lewis all at the beginning. Did you know they were going in?
Yeah. No.
You didn't know?
No. And when I went on the date with Josh, they actually blindfolded me.
No.
Yeah. And I was shitting myself because like I do not go on dates. So I was nervous.
Yeah.
And as soon as they took them, I was so happy that it was him.
Oh, I love that for you.
Like they were kind of like, you know, having them there with me again was like a safety blanket.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like, do you think all the seasons like click together?
Yeah, kind of. Mm. But like, they'd always have me back.
And yeah.
When I'd have like shit days and I'd be really missing the baby and stuff, Josh would always be the one, you know, to like look after me.
No, he seems like a proper good boy.
Oh my God, he really is.
What do you think about him and Sophie?
Love Sophie.
She's bit as well. Oh,
babe,
my.
She is a beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
Like, absolutely beautiful.
Wow. And she's vibes as well.
She is. And like she's just their cute, like, person.
Yeah.
I just really want them two to, like, stick together, though. I don't want him to be...
looking away. Oh, do you think he could?
I mean. Yeah. Just because of the way he is, he's, you know, he's a bit of a cheeky get, but... I hope them to really, like, work it out.
They look cute. Who else do you think will work it out in the villa?
At this point, I mean...
can't even think he's in there. My brain is mush.
Tom and Molly are, like...
Tom and Molly,
cute.
Yeah.
Like Barbie and Ken.
They are like Barbie and Ken. They are.
Stunning.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Which thing?
And then we've got, like, Toby.
Him in Georgia.
Georgia. So I actually didn't think... I wasn't that shocked that they went back together, really.
No, I wasn't.
No, but I don't... yeah, I think they probably will stick together now because there's, what, a week left.
Who else have we got? Anton and Georgia. So,
Anton is my winner.
Yeah, me too.
My absolute winner.
Me
my
too.
My husband in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got so married.
I love
so them. Married.
You proper looked after me, babe.
Aww.
I know, but I mean, I don't think really that... I'm not sure about
who knows. You know what Love Island's like. Some people get married and have babies. Some people break up and hate each other.
That's it.
It's just what happens.
I mean, me and John only lasted a few months and we were...
oh, yeah? Yeah. I really wish they'd have brought him in, but I don't know if they would. I wonder who else they can bring in from your series, because Jess has had a baby, hasn't she?
Yeah.
I think she's pregnant now.
And then me mate Lauren from my series, like... one of my best mates. She's
Lauren. Fella. Yeah.
Yeah.
And was it Naomi?
Oh.
What's she up to these days?
Oh. With me, I have murders with her.
Do you?
Yeah. Not now, but if they brought her in, oh no.
Why? What's she doing? I haven't seen her in years.
I mean, she, like, on my series, she was just a bit...
yeah.
You know, going with all the lads and then... I don't know, she never clicked with
not
none
your cup
of the
of
girls.
Tea. Yeah.
Oh, not at all, babe. Oh. Not a bit of me.
It's not that then. Okay, what else? We have to move on to you and Big Ty.
Oh my God, Big Ty.
Big Ty!
Big Ty was on your one.
He was on my one.
So talk to me about Big Ty because he was just so lovely. Like he had
he is lovely.
Like, chilled energy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He didn't say much, but he had like chilled.
Maybe he made him nervous.
I think I might have just kind of overpowered him with the big personality. And
he
the
needs that,
boys.
Baby. He needs that.
But you know what, babe? I mean, he's gorgeous and all that. We just didn't have that. Like,
him.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We give it a go, but it was definitely more of like a friend's vibe.
Yeah, were you happy to leave with him?
yeah,
kind of made it sense was lovely. At the time.
Yeah, and yeah, like I was made up that I had him with me you at the time, but I like, you know, I necked him a few times and all that. But
so you should neck him a few. Yeah. Was he a good kisser?
Yeah,
medium.
Yeah, medium. And then I'd just get in the bed and put my little eye mask on and go to sleep, and there was just not that, like,
not a little spoon. Just wasn't there.
Spoon.
Do you, I actually forget, like, the bedtime situation is actually quite a lot, isn't it? Well, like, you've not awkward, done isn't it? Is it still really awkward?
Yeah, awkward. Oh, I mean, that's my favourite part of the night. Though. You know, when everyone gets in bed and you're all howling, but, like, no one sees that. That's, like, your favourite. But when you're in bed with someone, obviously,
it's awkward.
And then I didn't feel like I want to be, like, all over.
No, you know, like... Yeah.
So it is an awkward to do night bathe, and then I just turn over with my little eye mask on.
And then, like, in the morning, you got to be like, hello. Did you have a nice sleep? Yeah.
But then sunglasses.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And then do you still have to do, like, all the chats on the terrace, like, go and have a chat?
Debrief.
Did the boys make you breakfast?
No.
Oh.
I don't eat brekkie, really. No. But Anton, every morning, would make the bed and make everyone a coffee.
Oh my god, I want him to win so bad. Oh no, that's
just the perfect husband.
Oh my god, no, that's actually really broke my heart. I want him to get married.
He's so cute.
Right, Georgia Harrison, you're gonna have to marry him then.
I know.
Are you watching it, like, live? No, you literally got no time.
No, I am. Yeah, I'm up to date now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What happened last night? What about Joe Garrett? What do you think about him?
Well, you know what? I've never ever met him or anything, but he seems a really, like, nice,
cheeky,
cute,
chappy.
I am up to date, but now I forgot.
Twins. Jess and Eve.
No, but who's he coupled up with?
Jess? Arabella. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see that. Like, them two, I'm not sure.
Mm. You've been there. The twins are in there.
Mad, like, it's just mad.
I know, all these people coming out of the woodwork, like, oh my god. But I feel like them two going in together is, like, chaos anyway.
Yeah, of course.
Are you sad to be home, or are you glad?
Sometimes I have FOMO, like, when I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, that's me little house.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, with all the rules and that, it does get hard in there.
It's graft, is that what? And do you think you slept a lot?
Babe, no.
Yeah, I was wondering that.
I slept for about a month straight.
Oh, good.
It's just exhausting. It is, if you're, like, doing chats all day.
Did you do, like, challenges? Like, no, you know, like they used to now?
Just the, like, the dares.
The snogging,
like,
ones.
The two drinks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, two drink roll. Are they still doing two drink roll?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, gutted for you.
Of course.
Have you had a drink since you've been out?
Oh, my God.
Have you? Straight away on the plane.
Me and Mitch, I was with Messy Mitch on the plane, and we just drank loads of red wine.
Oh, yeah. Did you all come back together? You, Lib, Mitch and Tyler?
No. And Tyler flew and me and Mitch flew.
That's so random.
They, like, split us. Yeah, I don't know why, but...
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure about that. Maybe to keep you away from Tyler.
Oh, God.
Who is you closest to in there?
So, to be honest, I know I always kind of get along with everyone.
Yeah.
I got along with everyone. I was closest to, well, Anton.
Yeah.
Really close with Cal in there as well.
Really? Cal. What's he like?
So nice.
Is he really nice? He comes across really nice.
And obviously he's from Manny.
Yeah.
Like, we just chat about serial killers all day. Really?
That's so random. Why?
I'm just so into, like, killer. True crime.
Oh, I'll tell you what you need to watch then.
What?
24 Hours in Police Custody. Have you
seen
it?
Yeah, I've seen some of them.
Oh my god, there's a good one came out the other day. So
really?
Good. Yeah, you'll love
it. Okay, I'll have to get on it.
It's not very Love Island, that one.
Yeah, really did get on with everyone, you know. There wasn't anyone...
There wasn't your cup of tea.
There was a problem or anything like
that. I didn't think you'd have a problem with anyone. Apart from when you said to everyone, you smell like shit. And then I remember that smell. It's like off cheese, isn't
and
it?
And then they're in the sun with it on for, like, 2 hours, and they just stink. And they were all fuming, and I was just like...
I loved how you were like, I got married so many times. Of course you did.
Hey, see them lads? I was eyeing them. They would never have put that pie in me because they know I would have kicked off.
Yeah.
I was looking at them like, don't even...
And we all know what Hannah's like when she's got your scruff. Oh my god. I'm actually sad that there wasn't a man in there, but there'll be one on the outside.
I mean, where is the girl?
I know. What's your, like, type? Cheeky chappy?
Yeah, I actually don't have a type at all when it comes to looks, but just someone with, like, a boss personality that I can, like, be my best mate, you know
what
I mean? Yeah. Funny. I need someone funny.
They have to be, they have to keep up with you as well. Yeah. And they've got to be as loud as you.
Oh, yeah. Can't be quiet. That's hard.
I know. I think that's why I'm single.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah, because we've got like a big personality.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't think fellas like really know what to do with it.
No, they get scared.
Do you think?
That's why I tell myself. It makes me feel better about myself.
Yeah. I think like we need someone that we can have a ball with.
Yeah. Who's your celeb crush?
I've got loads. Okay. Oh. So my main celeb crush is Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys.
I don't know what he looks like.
Oh my God.
Is he really fit?
He's just like...
Has he got like long hair?
Yeah.
I know who's
so he's
about.
Like indie boy.
Yeah.
I've been in love with him like my whole life.
Oh.
Then I've got like Eminem.
That's a good one.
And then...
Oh, is that him? Oh my God.
Him.
Really?
Like I love him. Yeah, I just love him. I love like a geeky boy.
Yeah.
I really love him.
I think I'm going into that era of like not going for the bad boy, going for like a geeky boy.
I've never really liked that. Like,
you're not.
Really, no. I like the sexy geek.
I want.
Or indie
I'm gonna try
boy.
It.
Yeah, try
Where
it.
Where do you find them?
Well, babe, I don't know because I'm still unfound.
No, I'm Love Island.
And the thing, well, when I first walked in, I was like, Chris is an indie boy.
Yeah, Chris Taylor.
This is good.
Chris Taylor.
And he liked the Arctic Monkeys as well.
Yeah.
But no, we were just mates. It weren't that like that.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous.
Hey, oh, I love Chris. I find him really funny.
Bosses, isn't he?
Oh my God, so bad. I should remember who's in that. Who have we not spoken about anyone that's in that? Joanna?
Oh, I've never met Joanna.
Oh, I love Joanna. She's good crack.
She's gorgeous.
Good crack. Yeah,
she?
She's like a really nice girl.
Yeah.
And she's
fit. She does see me.
She's good vibes. Who else is in that?
God, I know. My mind's gone blank now. Who else? I went, Kaz, she went yesterday.
Oh, don't. That was sad as well.
But she did sad. Have like a fella.
No.
She was.
That actually made me sad. I kind of wanted like her and Casey look like they could get along. I thought that was vibes.
Yeah.
And Tyler. I thought he might stick it on her.
I know. Well, he did pick her, didn't he? And then...
Snogged you.
It didn't really work out.
I do love Kaz.
I love Kaz. She proper, like, is a girl's girl,
yeah,
isn't
she's,
she?
And she's proper sound. And she's proper, like... Oh, my God, my brain is mush.
Like, level.
Yeah,
head.
Like, she just knows.
What she
Kaz knows everything.
She
you know?
Knows how to, like, calm the drama.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah.
Isn't
she? Right, because... I feel like we've spoken about Twitter a lot.
Yeah.
That's where you need to jump on it because that's where people are calling for you.
We're on Twitter,
you people
said?
Love you.
On
like,
Twitter?
You trended so many times.
Oh
like,
my God, I haven't even got Twitter anymore.
Oh my God, get it, get it. So we thought we'd show you some tweets.
Oh, you're going to show me tweets?
Yeah. So
oh,
this,
okay.
Like, these have all gone like so viral.
Okay.
So when you said, and you'll think of shit, everyone's obviously like laughing about that. That was a good one. Yeah, that's Tash and Andrew. That was.
Oh my God.
Oh God. Who's next? Hannah, no mother. Look, they're throwing the TV off the wall because you've left.
What?
Not forgiving these boys for dumping Hannah.
Yeah, they better be missing me, I'm telling you now.
They will be. Get Hannah back in and get Callum to link up with her and let him win the show.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
I 100% would couple up with Callum.
Yeah.
He's just such a nice lad.
Oh, it makes me sad that he's gone through hell in there. Hear me out. Hannah and Anton. Hannah and Anton.
I really wish me and Anton had like a thing like that.
Yeah.
But we were kind of husband and wife.
That's fine.
Yeah. I just wish, like, because he's the perfect fella.
I know. Everyone's like, what do you think it is that he's missing? Too nice.
Yeah, just too nice, too nice. I think. And he's got like that cheesy size.
Oh, is he a bit cheesy?
Yeah.
I've never actually met him.
He's such a babe.
Oh, I want to meet him. He seems really sweet.
I'm sure you will, girl. But the, oh my God, these are just mad.
I know, you need to get onto it, honestly. You're trending for literal days. What else have we got on that? Hannah with a tin of WKD.
Yeah.
What, that was so funny.
If you look at you the just top, it says alcohol free.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's why my face is so fuming.
Oh no. The way you were just casually having it, like a WKD, I was like, where has she got that for? Like, no one addressed that you had this WKD in your hand. It was really funny.
Look at that, see that cowboy at that, was literally like super.
No, slay. Love it. One thing you said.
Girl, we have to protect it.
Yeah, we do.
At all costs.
What have you got? Extensions?
Yeah.
What ones have you got? Bonds or tapes?
I've got tapes and I wear.
And the sun ruins the tape.
And then it went pink.
Yeah.
And the tapes were like
sticking out.
And then I've seen loads of people comment and saying, like, I just want to go and brush Hannah's hair. But
oh,
like,
fuck off.
Babe, it's very windy in South Africa, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
And my hair's all snapped off. So it was all yeah, sticking
not
up.
Really a lot you can do. Just get a cowboy hat on and you're sweet, mate.
That's why I did it, babe.
What is it? I love Hannah. She's so fucking funny, but I'm going to need some subtitles. It's a Scouse accent. I love the Scouse accent.
Yeah,
I love it. It's so nice.
It's just, I feel like in there, like everything you kind of say, but it's not even, like, I don't, like, think it's funny.
No.
But all the islanders are, like, pissing themselves laughing. But I think it's because of the accent.
Yeah.
So, like, the way I say something, they would just, like, howl at it.
Well, and how you say what? What's, like, a chicken?
Anything, just if I'm, like, talking about the story yeah. or something, and then they, like, howling. But yeah. I think it's the accent.
It, I'm thinking it is, but I love the Scouse accent. You proper suit it as well.
And then I'm dead loud, the voice.
And your laugh is loud as well.
Yeah.
No, it's late. Not a mutual thing. Oh, Tyler, Hannah pied you. Everyone knew that you pied Tyler, so that was good.
Oh, in
you know when you called it off and when you were like...
Oh, he said it was a mutual thing?
Yeah.
Defo not for you. Like, he still was like, you know, wanting
trying to do it.
Try it, even though it wasn't happening, so yeah.
Oh, where is Hannah? She came to be mother and collect her bag. What a lot. I love that they call you mother. Oh my God, I was going to ask you about this. When Anton was sticking it on Messy Mitch and you were pretending to look for something in the kitchen listening to the thing. And the camera kept zooming in on you because we knew you hadn't. And he's proper grilling him. Were you just listening?
Probably.
It literally looks like you're like listening, looking for something in the drawer, but you're doing it for like 10 minutes. And you're just in all these clips looking for something. Yeah, with that. Oh, yeah, you've got the hat on.
I can't be asking me if I know he's up for that.
Yeah,
no. I was like, fuck this. I've had enough of that dressing room. Put the hat on and walked. I had enough
of that on in the evening.
No,
I can't be asked. Where's my cowboy hat?
So I was definitely just trying to get the gig.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, you get with your hat on. Oh my God, that's killed me. I didn't even notice. You
need to see
that. That is so funny. You need to see. Can we play that clip? No.
Oh. I can't remember doing it, but I was deaf out. Not and I won in them cupboards.
No, it's an oven. It's literally an oven. You're not cooking right now.
That's when he was telling Mitch that he was being a bit too messy with Lib, wasn't it? And Mitch is just mad. He's boss.
Is he? Yeah, is he? I've never met him. And I don't actually know much about him, but is he actually just there to take the piss? Is that what he does?
Yeah, okay. he just does his messy role very, very well.
Okay.
He's actually boss, but
yeah.
He's just great.
He's a character. Oh, God.
A character. But yeah, Anton was doing like the gentleman thing. Yeah. And they're trying to tell Mitch about his behaviour. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, Anton. I literally love him.
There was so much drama, you know, in this, like... Felt like
what's that?
Yeah, quite a lot of dramas going on, like on a daily basis.
Because there's so many exes, I feel like it was never going to be like normal Love Island. It's a lot. Is it a lot when you were in there? Was it like a bit hostile? Like was it a bit sticky between people? I'd hate that.
But I was alright because I was never in it.
Yeah, I felt
like. I was just like bobbing around here and all the here and them all moon
with your hat on. Yeah. Your hat. I love that you mentioned that hat. I'm going to have to find a picture. Have you seen this clip? That is literally the best thing that's ever been on TV.
Yeah, I've seen it. Oh, you had your ass done.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, guys.
See you soon.
Josh, I'll see you later.
I'll see you soon. You had your ass done?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Not
don't
at.
Give a shit, do you?
No.
Have you had it done?
Yeah.
What did you have done to it?
So I got implants, the small, right?
You do.
But to be honest, at a show, one has flipped over.
Oh my God, Hannah.
Can't get it back. So it's like a square.
Fuck off.
And I got like a BBL as well, but then I lost like the fat. So now I just like, I have to get filler to like cover the square
off. Right. You got an implant. Yeah. When did you get that?
Killed.
Yeah, did it fucking hurt?
Killed.
Did it? Oh my God.
But it's only tiny.
Right. Yeah. What does it look like?
Well, one looks like a square and the other one just looks like that.
Oh, it's just like that?
Yeah, but I do get the filler as well.
Yeah, around the outside.
But the thing is, you know, I get it all.
Oh, I love it, love it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Yeah.
Obvious anyway.
Yeah. I love if you say you've had it, like, yeah, I've literally had it, then what can you do?
Exactly.
If it was like, you had your ass done, no, that's just my square.
I don't know that, like, what that little run was I was doing.
It's like, running away.
I think I had, you know, one of them skirts on where you can't
run. Oh, you can't run in it. Yeah.
I think that's why.
Shit. Oh, my God. We've got, for this last little bit, just a bit of fun because
I am absolutely sweating.
Oh my God, I'm so fucking hot. I think I smell. No, yeah. Suburbia.
When I was in that villa, yeah. I must have stunk about all the time.
Really?
I was going in always like...
Spraying.
And you can't have any chewy, so I was mouthwashing like 50 times a day.
I tell you, on our season, the boys, I never did it and I probably should have done it. I just didn't give a shit. Going around with bad brush, but all the boys were just doing mouthwash. Yeah, shit. What was the food like?
Babe, the food was all right. You know, okay. It was actually good, but like they brought catering in there, but all the girls are dead healthy, and me and Lib would just have plates of chips. And we'd go to like the welfare team, and we could request stuff.
Yeah,
and I was requesting like chicken nuggets and that.
Oh, stunning!
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I wanted like smiley faces, chicken nuggets, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but all the other girls wanted like lettuce and fish.
I need a chicken nugget.
I just wanted.
I need
like
a big pizza, pasta, chicken nugget, cheese. Yeah, Roast dinners on a Sunday.
Roast dinners.
We used to have roast dinners on Sundays.
Oh, no,
they didn't do that.
We got a Thai once, and we got an Italian.
Were they nice?
Good. Yeah,
that's good.
But needed more wine in
there. I know. Was that the first thing? What are you doing this weekend? You're going out.
I'm gonna go out.
Go on,
I'm
gonna girl.
See, like all my mates.
Yes.
Because I still haven't really. Like,
have you gone back to Liverpool yet?
I have, yeah. Oh, but okay. Not for long. So
no.
Just catch up with everyone, really, because it's just the madness.
Is it a big weekend this weekend then?
I mean, do you know what? I don't like. I won't go out because I'm too old.
You're gonna get mobbed as well. Are you joking?
I just go to the
mobbed.
Pub.
Yeah, go to the pub. Yeah, do that. You'll still get fucking mobbed, mate. Oh my God. Oh, that's fun. I'm excited for your weekend.
Thanks, girl.
I'm staying in for once. I'm going to grow up.
We'll have to have a drink.
Oh, we need to have a drink. Next time you're in London, let me know. We'll do dinner.
100%.
Yeah, let me know and we'll actually do a proper dinner.
Like me and you would be a bit mad.
Yeah. I agree. I'm sad I didn't go to South Africa with you.
I know, babe. No. We needed you in there.
No, you didn't.
We did.
No.
There was like talks with the Islanders. Like, I wondered if Chloe was coming in.
Oh, God.
Me and you would have had the ball.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. It just wasn't the right time. You know Callum and Molly, like, they literally were boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, they lived together.
No, I know.
I would never do that.
For 3.5 years.
Yeah, I could not do that.
And then, you know, I had a dog and everything. And, like, imagine watching the ex. Like, no.
Oh, yeah. I literally would physically go insane. I'd literally go into flames.
I know. I mean, they've coped with it really well.
Yeah, shout them out.
I don't know how they've done it.
Bless them.
I thought they might like
get back together. I thought that.
But it's not looking like that, is it?
Not looking that way right now. No.
It's giving me like a big marshmallow. It's cold, isn't it? I'm loving it.
Singing if you want.
I'm obsessed.
You're fucking joke. Right, the last thing, just this little bit and then we're done because you've probably got 10. Yeah, what have you got on after this? More press.
Doing loads of press and then doing the Love Island.
Oh, you're doing that tonight, then, yeah.
Love Island podcast.
More chat.
And
so
of course, watching tonight's episode because I have to stay up to date with the island.
Oh, yeah, you see it before everyone. That's exciting.
What's
doing? See, oh, yeah. Well, they're not having as much fun now, are they? Let's be real.
No.
Right, we're going to play a quick game of this or that in a boyfriend because,
okay.
Hannah, you're on the market, so people
I'm
need to know
so
what you're looking
on
for.
The market.
People need to know what you want.
Okay.
Would you rather someone have bad breath or BO?
BO. Well, then stinky, chongy breath, yeah. BO, the whole way.
I think I agree. Yeah. Actually, I do agree. Yeah. I don't mind a bit of BO. No, I mean
I mind, but you wouldn't want to neck them, would you?
No, no. Right, clingy or distant?
In a fella?
Yeah.
Oh, I want them to be clingy.
Me too. Yeah, okay.
I want them to be upset with me.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too, okay. Right.
Yeah, distance stresses me out.
Me too. Literally does my head in.
But then loads of girls like that because it keeps them like interested, doesn't it?
Yeah,
keeps the girl interested, but not me.
Not me.
I would
hate
cooling.
That. Yeah. Right. Hairy or completely bald?
Ooh. Not actually that arse. Maybe not dead hairy, not dead baldy. Maybe like
medium. I like bald.
What, like just all?
I mean down there.
Oh, down
and,
there.
And here.
I'm not really that bothered. Just,
okay.
Just in the middle with that one.
That's okay. We'll take that.
Yeah.
Would you rather they have good shoes but bad dress sense or a good dress sense but awful shoes? I think I'd go for good shoes.
Yeah, because you don't want like shit trainees.
Yeah. And why were all the boys just constantly having their toes out in an evening?
Oh, like them in
dickhead ones. Yeah, in an evening. Yeah. Windy. I thought that was really weird.
Yeah, like, babe, I'm going to go with the shoes.
Yeah, well. Okay, we're going with shoes. Would you rather a party boy or a homebody? Someone who sits at home all the time.
Party boy?
Oh, yeah, me too.
Like, you want someone you can at least have a little bevy with.
Yeah. Even if it's just down the pub, not sitting at home playing games.
Yeah.
Bored. So that's fun.
Oh.
No.
Oh, no. I was like, you were like.
I just got a bit distracted. I was going to read that and then I forgot what I was saying. I thought there was a lot going on at once then. Right. Would you rather great chat but they forget your birthday or bad chat but they treat you like a princess?
Oh, great chat and forget your birthday all the way.
What's the best birthday present you've ever had?
I've never had a fella that really like.
Neither have I.
Like a princess or anything.
No.
I always feel like I've treated them like that.
Yeah.
I've gone all out and they're just not really romantic with me like that.
That's horrible. Me too.
But some girls just kind of get that, don't they, all the time?
No, why aren't we getting it?
I'm not sure.
What's the problem here? I want a fucking Rolls Royce.
Same, I'm just.
A fucking Bentley.
Same, yeah. I've never had that kind of.
The next one will be the one.
Maybe.
I'm sure of it. I've got a really good feeling. I've got such a good feeling about that. Right, would you rather they be poor and fit or rich and ugly?
Poor and fit, of course.
Would you?
Yeah.
I might go the other way.
What, rich and ugly? Give it a try.
I'll give it a go.
Give it a go.
Oh.
Yeah, I want a fitty, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get you a fitty. Mm. If anyone is fit, rich, BO, clingy, and DM Hannah.
Or I trainees.
Trainees. They got good trainees here, right? Thank you so much.
Oh my God, hello.
Absolutely loved it.
Thank you so
much. It's like a drink. I know.
Thank you.
No, we'll do a proper dinner.
100%, girl. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm back.
Here we go, I'm sweating. Thank you.
Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. I'll see you next week. Woo! Woo!